Today is the 14th day of January. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian, and here we are, back together again. Believe it or not, approaching the center, like when I move through the center of the first month. Isn't it weird? It's like less than a month ago, it was Christmas. And that's true, and it also feels like that was like a couple months, 3 months ago. But then we're also moving through the center of January, and it's kind of like, well, how do we get here that fast? Time is a strange mystery indeed, but this is where we are, and we are here to take the next step forward on this grand journey right now through the book of Genesis. Today, Genesis chapter 30, verse 1 through 31, verse 16. When Rachel realized that she could bear Jacob no children, Rachel became jealous of her sister and said to Jacob, "Give me children. If you don't, I may as well be dead." Jacob was angry at Rachel and said, "Do you think I'm God? God alone has kept you from giving birth." She said, "Here's my servant Bilhah. Sleep with her, and she will give birth for me. Because of her, I will also have children." So Rachel gave her servant Bilhah to Jacob as his wife, and he slept with her. Bilhah became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Jacob. Rachel said, "God has judged in my favor, heard my voice, and given me a son." So she named him Dan. Rachel's servant Bilhah became pregnant again and gave birth to a second son for Jacob. Rachel said, "I've competed fiercely with my sister, and now I've won." So she named him Naphtali. When Leah realized that she had stopped bearing children, she took her servant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob as his wife. Leah's servant Zilpah gave birth to a son for Jacob, and Leah said, "What good luck!" So she named him Gad. Leah's servant Zilpah gave birth to a second son for Jacob, and Leah said, "I'm happy now because women call me happy." So she named him Asher. During the wheat harvest, Reuben found some erotic herbs in the field and brought them to his mother Leah. Rachel said to Leah, "Give me your son's erotic herbs." Leah replied, "Isn't it enough that you've taken my husband? Now you want to take my son's erotic herbs too?" Rachel said, "For your son's erotic herbs, Jacob may sleep with you tonight." When Jacob came back from the field in the evening, Leah went out to meet him and said, "You must sleep with me, because I've paid for you with my son's erotic herbs." So he slept with her that night. God responded to Leah. She became pregnant and gave birth to a fifth son for Jacob. Leah said, "God gave me what I paid for, what I deserved for giving my servant to my husband." So she named him Issachar. Leah became pregnant again and gave birth to a sixth son for Jacob. And she said, "God has given me a wonderful gift. Now my husband will honor me since I've borne him six sons." So she named him Zebulun. After this, she gave birth to a daughter and named her Dinah. Then God remembered Rachel, responded to her, and let her conceive. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son and said, "God has taken away my shame." She named him Joseph, saying to herself, "May the Lord give me another son." After Rachel gave birth to Joseph, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me off so that I can go to my own place and my own country. Give me my wives and children whom I've worked for, and I will go. You know the work I've done for you." Laban said to him, "Do me this favor. I've discovered by a divine sign that the Lord has blessed me because of you. So name your price and I will pay it." Jacob said to him, "You know how I've worked for you and how well your livestock have done with me. While in my care, what little you had has multiplied a great deal. The Lord blessed you wherever I took your livestock. Now, when will I be able to work for my own household too?" Laban said, "What will I pay you?" Jacob said, "Don't pay me anything. If you will do this for me, I will take care of your flock again and keep a portion. I will go through the entire flock today, taking out all of the speckled and spotted sheep, all of the black male lambs, and all of the spotted and speckled female goats. That will be my price. I will be completely honest with you when you come to check on our agreement. Every female goat with me that isn't speckled or spotted, and every male lamb with me that isn't black, will be considered stolen." Laban said, "All right, let's do it." However, on that very day, Laban took out the striped and spotted male goats and all of the speckled and spotted female goats, any with some white in it, and all the black male lambs, and gave them to his sons. He put a 3-day trip between himself and Jacob, while Jacob was watching the rest of Laban's flock. Then Jacob took new branches from poplar, almond, and plane trees, and he peeled white strips on them, exposing the branches' white color. He set the branches that he had peeled near the watering troughs so that they were in front of the flock when they drank, because they often made it when they came to drink. When the flock made it in front of the branches, they gave birth to striped, speckled, and spotted young. Jacob sorted out the lambs, turning the flock to face the striped and black ones and Laban's flock, but keeping his flock separate, setting them apart from Laban's flock. Whenever the strongest of the flock mated, Jacob put the branches in front of them near the watering troughs, so that they mated near the branches. But he didn't put branches up for the weakest of the flock, so the weakest became Laban's and the strongest Jacob's. The man Jacob became very, very rich. He owned large flocks, female and male servants, camels and donkeys. Jacob heard that Laban's sons were saying, "Jacob took everything our father owned, and from it he produced all this wealth." And Jacob saw that Laban no longer liked him as much as he used to. Then the Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to the land of your ancestors and to your relatives, and I will be with you." So Jacob sent for Rachel and Leah and summoned them into the field where his flock was. He said to them, "I am aware that your father no longer likes me as much as he used to, but my father's God has been with me. You know that I've worked for your father as hard as I could, but your father cheated me and changed my payment 10 times. Yet God didn't let him harm me. If he said, 'The speckled ones will be your payment,' the whole flock gave birth to speckled young. And if he said, 'The striped ones will be your payment,' the whole flock gave birth to striped young. God took away your father's livestock and gave them to me. When the flocks were mating, I looked up and saw in a dream that the male goats that mounted the flock were striped, speckled, and spotted. In the dream, God's messenger said to me, 'Jacob,' and I said, 'I'm here.' He said, 'Look up and watch all the striped, speckled, and spotted male goats mounting the flock. I've seen everything that Laban is doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a sacred pillar and where you made a solemn promise to me. Now get up and leave this country and go back to the land of your relatives.' Rachel and Leah answered him, 'Is there any share or inheritance left for us in our father's household? Doesn't he think of us as foreigners since he sold us and has even used up the payment he received for us? All of the wealth God took from our father belongs to us and our children. Now, do everything God told you to do. Matthew 10, 1 through 23. He called his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to throw them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent these 12 out and commanded them, "Don't go among the Gentiles or into a Samaritan city. Go instead to the lost sheep, the people of Israel. As you go, make this statement: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with skin diseases, and throw out demons. You received without having to pay. Therefore, give without demanding payment. Workers deserve to be fed. So don't gather gold or silver or copper coins for your money belts to take on your trips. Don't take a backpack for the road, or two shirts or sandals or a walking stick. Whatever city or village you go into, find somebody in it who is worthy and stay there until you go on your way. When you go into a house, say, 'Peace.' If the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if the house isn't worthy, take back your blessing. If anyone refuses to welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet as you leave that house or city. I assure you that it will be more bearable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on Judgment Day than it will be for that city. Look, I'm sending you as sheep among wolves. Therefore be wise as snakes and innocent as doves. Watch out for people, because they will hand you over to councils and they will beat you in their synagogues. They will haul you in front of governors and even kings because of me, so that you may give your testimony to them and to the Gentiles. Whenever they hand you over, don't worry about how to speak or what you will say, because what you can say will be given to you at that moment. You aren't doing the talking, but the Spirit of my Father is doing the talking through you. Brothers and sisters will hand each other over to be executed. A father will turn his child in. Children will defile their parents and have them executed. Everyone will hate you on account of my name, but whoever stands firm until the end will be saved. Whenever they harass you in one city, escape to the next, because I assure that you will not go through all the cities of Israel before the human one comes." Psalm 12. For the music leader, according to the Sheminith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, because the godly are all gone. The faithful have completely disappeared from the human race. Everyone tells lies to everyone else. They talk with slick speech and divided hearts. Let the Lord cut off all slick talking lips and every tongue that brags and brags, that says, We're unbeatable with our tongues. Who could get the best of us with lips like ours? But the Lord says, because the poor are oppressed, because of the groans of the needy, I'm now standing up. I will provide the help they are gasping for. The Lord's promises are pure, like silver that's been refined in an oven, purified 7 times over. You, Lord, will keep us, protecting us from this generation forever. The wicked roam all over the place, while depravity is praised by human beings. Proverbs 3:13-15. Happy are those who find wisdom, and those who gain understanding. Her profit is better than silver, and her gain better than gold. Her value exceeds pearls. All you desire can't compare with her. Okay, so in our reading from Genesis, Jacob arrived in his ancestral homeland. He's welcomed by his uncle, Laban. We remember we met Laban when Abraham's servant went to get a wife for Isaac. And we remember like the collusion, Rebecca and Jacob's kind of cunning against Esau. Well, that trickery kind of followed him. So he fell in love with Laban's daughter. She's beautiful. She's shapely, the Bible tells us. Like, he's smitten with her. Her name is Rachel. And he agrees to work 7 years to marry Rachel. And then there's the wedding. And then there's the wedding night. And all of a sudden, Jacob wakes up with not Rachel. He has been with Rachel's older sister, Leah. And she's laying next to him. That's got to be a bit of a shock. He married the wrong girl. You got to be scratching your head on that one. Like, how did I not pick up on this? So the custom then is told to him, we don't marry the firstborn daughter, you know, before a later daughter. So we had to give Leah to you as a wife. And we'll also, you know, Rachel can be your wife too. You just have to agree to 7 more years. Pretty significant trickery going on here. And Jacob agreed to work another 7 years. And then Rachel was given to him. So now he's got 2 wives who are sisters. That wouldn't be common in this day and age, but you can imagine, right? That's not a recipe for harmony in the home. So in the end, the sisters, Leah and Rachel, are married to the same man, and only one of them is loved. And so the favoritism brings obvious conflict, which essentially creates a war between the sisters to provide the family with the most children, and kind of a race for value in the hierarchy of things. Very, very interesting story indeed, but these children that are being born in this conflict are so important. So extremely important to the whole biblical narrative. And just watch how this unfolds, because as you hear the names of the children being born, they may sound familiar, because they become the tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel. The Israelite people, the Hebrew people, are known as the children of Israel, right? Jacob, very soon in this narrative, so a little spoiler alert, but it's nice to kind of know this so that when it happens, you can kind of see it unfold. Jacob's name is going to be changed in the same way Abram's name was changed to Abraham. Jacob's name will become Israel. And all of these children that are being born in this conflict between two sisters and their maidservants, so four women giving birth to children, these are the sons of Jacob, or the children of Israel. And they all become the tribes of Israel. So they are very essential to the biblical narrative. So as deliberately cunning as Laban has been toward Jacob, God used Jacob's time, as we saw today in Laban's household, to eventually make Jacob really very wealthy. But Jacob wanted to go to his own homeland, his own father. He wanted to get away from there and become free of it all. But that wasn't going to be an easy task. And so we saw Jacob and his wives make a plan to leave secretly. And we will watch that. In the Gospel of Matthew today, Jesus is sending out his disciples now for on-the-job training. They've been watching what he's doing, and he's saying, now I want you to go do what I'm doing. Reveal the kingdom of God. Announce the kingdom of God. And he's essentially instructing them for what to do after he's gone. Go. Basically go. You don't have to go far away. There isn't any need for a press release about where you're going. You don't have to post everything that you do. This isn't about publicity. You don't need to take anything but your presence. And go find the broken people that are around you who are drifting, who are broken and hurting, and tell them that the kingdom is near. You've been treated generously. Live that way. Live generously. I guess that's not changed. Don't have to go far. Don't have to post everything. In our neighborhoods, in our spheres of influence, in our communities, the kingdom is near. Eternal life is possible. And these words that Jesus is offering are deeply complementary with Proverbs today, which says that having wisdom, which is operating in our lives with experience and clarity and direction, is worth far more than money or power or anything else we could desire, including fanfare about how we're publicly posting our lives. So may we know and walk with God today with that kind of purpose. And just go wherever we are is an opportunity. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean anything other than the outflow of our lives wherever we are should be the aroma of Christ. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, however it is, whether it's a spoken word or an unspoken word, the character of our lives should be spilling out from us. The fruit of the Spirit should be the overflow of a life well lived in wisdom and with God. And so, Father, we invite you into that, because the truth is that occasionally happens. That is not the norm. We mostly look like everybody else. And that is convicting. Because that is not how it's supposed to be. Our posture should reflect what is going on inside of us truly. And what is going on inside of us truly is that we should be day by day, step by step, being made into your image and your likeness, so that day by day and step by step we look more and more like you. That's the truth. That's convicting. That is not easy and requires total surrender, which is very difficult. And so we acknowledge the struggle, and we know that you know the struggle and the pull in all kinds of directions that are ultimately not healthy. Holy Spirit, come us into all truth about ourselves. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app are our home base where you can track your progress, take your notes, move forward on the journey that we are on. Stay connected to it. So be sure to check them out. Check out the resources that are available in the Daily Audio Bible shop. For example, coffee and tea. I've been a part of the story here for most of the 20, well, this is the 21st year, the 20 years that we've been doing this. Kind of growing out of just our own habits here in the Harden household. We're a bit of coffee lovers. There was a point we were coffee snobs. Kind of got over ourselves on that, but love good coffee and really don't like bad coffee. Still. So we began to roast and to source and to bring coffee into our lives and bring it into the community life, and then tea. Because we go through those phases. I definitely go through those phases. I love our tea. They're just very such high quality teas that sometimes I go on a couple month tea thing and love that. But we came up with this name, Wind Farm. That comes from Ezekiel chapter 37. Well, the prophet Ezekiel is instructed to call to the four winds that they would breathe the breath of life. And we had just begun to think that's what we do here every day. The Bible goes out into the four winds, all corners of the earth, to breathe the breath of life. And so we named our coffee and tea Wind Farm. And we have had that, I think, 17, 18 years now. And you can grab yourself. We have different varieties, including our very popular last year's introduction, our 20th anniversary reserve Southern Pecan, which we're still loving. We have a fantastic Ethiopian. We have a fantastic Mexican. We have some very, very delicious coffee. Roasted fresh and sent to you fresh. Way, like months fresher than you'll get in your grocery store. And every little bit helps here. So if you're a coffee drinker, if that's something you go through the drive-thru and get or whatever, we just thought, pairing coffee, a morning coffee in the scriptures, that's what we do, and that is a great pairing. Have a cup of coffee, listen to the scriptures. Have a cup of tea, listen to the scriptures. Wind down at night, cup of tea, listen to the scriptures. Throw a couple twigs on the global campfire, keep it burning. Check out the different varieties. You can even subscribe and have as many bags as you want sent to you each and every month. All that can be found in the Daily Audio Bible shop. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if the mission to bring the spoken word of God, read fresh every day and offered freely to anyone who will listen anywhere on this planet, any time of day or night, and to build community around this rhythm, the rhythm of showing up, of just showing up, knowing that we're showing up every day for each other, we're in this together, but knowing that we're showing up for ourselves and our own repair and restoration and growth and transformation. If that is life-giving to you, thank you with all gratitude for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address. It's P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, in a world shadowed by uncertainty and strife, ignite within us a flame of hope. Grant us the courage to shine your love into the darkest corners, offering solace and understanding where there is pain. May our actions reflect your compassion, illuminating pathways toward peace and justice. Strengthen our spirits to be beacons of truth, dispelling fear with unwavering faith. Let our lives be a testament to your light, drawing others closer to your embrace. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
This is Daniel from Texas, and just needing prayer for guidance and wisdom. And I've made some, just put myself in a financial bind and made some bad decisions financially, and just seeking for a financial breakthrough, and just feel like I've let down my children, my family, my wife, and just need prayer for that financial breakthrough and just for guidance and wisdom moving forward with my finances. Thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Blessed One in AZ. I'm calling in to pray for Sherry. She called in and had let us know that her husband passed away a short time ago. And Sherry, I just want to let you know I'm thinking of you, sister. I'm praying for you. Jesus is with us. If you just reach out for him, he doesn't ever leave you. He is around you like a blanket, and I know that the Lord will bring you peace and strength. I know you're hurting right now. I'm hurting for you as well. I will ask Lord Jesus to put an edge of protection around you. I will ask him to be your constant companion, as always. And I pray, Lord, that you shine your face upon Sherry. Give her peace, Lord. Please bring your presence into her presence and just love her and hug her. Sherry, I just want you to know you're not alone. There's so many of us who heard your plea. Jesus knows what you need. You are not alone. And I'm sorry that you're hurting. I'm sorry you're going through this. I'm sorry that you will miss your husband. And I know, Lord, I know that one day you will see him again in God's mighty kingdom. I will be praying for you, sister. And I ask Jesus to not leave your side, as always. God bless you, my dear sister. This is Blessed One in AZ. Thank you. Have a good day.
Hello, DAB community. This is Knee Bender in Tennessee. Wanted to submit a comment and prayer. Brian, thank you for sharing your perspective. This is my probably seventh year now hearing the passage, the difficult passages of the Bible, the tough to understand passages of the Bible, but really appreciate your take on it. The Lot passage, the two daughters, is just such a powerful, powerful way to connect to the culture of the day. And I want us to all pray that God would let us be seeking him for refuge, seeking him for the no way out situations. Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your good passages in your word and some tough passages in your word. Lord, I thank you for the things we can understand from the pain and the suffering in your word. We're people had to survive and had to do desperate things. Father, we pray that when we face situations when we think there is no way out, there's nothing to be done, there is absolutely no way out, Lord Father, let us rely on you and say to you, you are the provider. We thank you for the Hagar story where she was on the verge of dying herself and watching the death of her son, and yet you provided, and we have a name for you now that we are thankful for. In the name of Jesus, we pray and bless your holy name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessings.